Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the Retail Energy Code podcast, the show where we help inform you about what's going on within the REC. My name is Paul Rock, and I'm the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team. And today, I'll be exploring the change proposals about to be implemented into the next code release on the 23rd of August, 2024. Before we do look at those changes scheduled to go into the code, I'll first provide an update on two change proposals that had been due for implementation, but have subsequently been de-scoped from the August release. Specifically, R98, optional fuzzy searching in EES, and R108, enabling electricity inquiry searches using a unique property reference number, will no longer be included in the release, following a decision made to ensure ongoing performance stability of the Electricity Inquiry Service, or EES, API. Further work is taking place to determine whether those changes can be implemented without impacting service performance and assessing how quickly implementation can take place. The release plan for August 2024 has been updated on the REC portal to reflect these removals. And now moving on to the change proposals that are in scope for the release on the 23rd of August. And there are five changes coming into effect, impacting a host of REC schedules and products. The first change is R121. That's STEP Review Improvements Process Types. So, following a comprehensive review of the Secure Data Exchange Portal, STEP, the Code Manager has identified new process types for specific queries. The REC sets out when STEP queries could or should be raised, which process types should be used, and any related service levels for response times. However, this usage isn't always described clearly or consistently across different REC documents. And this review makes it clear what process types should be used and when. It helps ensure that STEP is a cost-effective tool for issue resolution and that consumer queries are dealt with as swiftly as possible. And the REC products being impacted by this change are schedules 8, 11, 14, 27, 28, 29 and 30. And several market messages and data items are also impacted. And the STEP user guide is being updated to reflect the changes. Next on our list is R146, that's Data Specification Update for Refresh Functionality. Now going back to December 2023, R67 was implemented to mitigate issues around market messages being sent by the Central Switching Service, or CSS, to switching data service providers, SDSPs. Some messages were either not being received, being received after gate closure, or were being received out of the order they were originally sent in. This new change has been raised to update the data specification to align it with the changes made back in December 23. The third change going into this release is R164, removing the enumerations from communications method data item J386 to align with BSC CP1594. The associated change in the BSC, the Balancing and Settlement Code, proposes to create a central register of permissible enumerations for the communication method data item DI50178, also known as the J386. And this change will update that data item within the data item catalogue to appropriately reflect the BSC modification. R166 is our fourth change going into this release, and that's bringing about the removal of the Green Deal panel as a REC committee. Going right back since the REC was established in 2021, no business has been raised that would require the Green Deal panel to meet. As well as being an unnecessary administrative consideration, it's a challenge to keep members and chair up to date of the wider REC change process, and the Green Deal panel may therefore find it more challenging to discharge its functions in the event that it needs to be convened. Now, this change proposal removes the Green Deal panel terms of reference from the REC baseline statement and product set, and amends the change panel's terms of reference to incorporate consideration of Green Deal business when it's raised. And finally, we have R181, Schedule 14 Footnote Review. Now, some of the footnotes within Schedule 14, the metering operations schedule, aren't in the correct place, they're missing, or no longer relevant. And this change proposal corrects issues with those footnotes, moves some of them into the legal text, addressing the current issues, and supporting the administration of future change. So there we have it, a busy release, but if you head on over to the release page on the REC portal, you can find a handy list of all change proposals in the scope, with links to all change proposal pages. Holly Law, The release manager for the REC hosted a webinar on the 8th of August, and the recording of that session is on the events page of the portal if you want to go back and have a look. If you have any questions on this release, you can get in touch with Holly by emailing holly.law@recmanager.co.uk. And updates about REC changes are included in the weekly change bulletin, circulated to subscribers every Friday. To sign up, you can email inquiries@recmanager.co.uk. Just a quick heads up that the release following this one will be implemented on the 6th of September. The two planned change proposals include a housekeeping change, R192, really just a code tidy up, and R177, which plans to put change governance procedures in place for the smart meter installation consumer specification survey questions by making it a Category 2 document, with the consequence that REC parties will be able to raise future changes to that product. Again, all the information is on the portal release page, and Holly Law welcomes your questions. Well, that's all from me today. If you have any feedback on today's episode or suggestions for future podcasts, please do get in touch. Otherwise, I look forward to speaking to you on the next one. Thank you very much, and goodbye.